cause I'm looking for someone.
98 Q Country.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, "Sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm." With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground, and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, "This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt." Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I baby's a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where 5 generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.
Some rockin'
Friday.
Get down.
98 Q Country.
When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love.
Yeah. Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Still,
you're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to.
Welcome, everybody. Jeff Hakenin along here with Nathan Potowelf. We are here in Phillips, Wisconsin. In the second part of this doubleheader here, Nate, we had a good game in the first one. The Wassanuma Catholic boys beat our Phillips Loggers, but it was a good matchup. Okay. We had a lot of fun here in that one. Second game coming up here is the girls, and there's a nice crowd here. We're going to see if they can bring some energy here tonight for this second game. It was pretty flat. The Loggers had to find their own energy in that first game. Hopefully we get a little bit from the crowd here to help out a little bit in this second one here. Right now, our Lady Loggers coming into this game here right now. I think we're 8-2 on the season, coming off a win versus Rib Lake the other day, and taking on this Newman Catholic team, which coming in here is
1-6.
1-6 coming in, but that don't mean nothing.
No. As the boys were 1-8, so.
Yeah. So it's going to be a good matchup here. We'll see what happens. Matea Eckert's been real special for the girls so far, and I don't see her in short, so I'm wondering if she's playing here tonight. So we could have a really good matchup. She did hurt her ankle in that matchup against Rib Lake, and wondered if that's coming into play here right now. So that could be a difference maker for them. Absolutely. Girls are going to have to step up and step outside of the box a little bit for the Lady Loggers here and try to compete here with the Newman Catholic Cardinals. Just about 20 seconds left in warm-ups here, and then we're going to get at the national anthem and starting lineups. I think we're going to stay right here.
We're going to do the national anthem again, do we?
I don't know. Do they do the national?
Nope,
maybe they don't. The national anthem twice.
It'll be lineups right away.
It'll be lineups right off the bat here. And going to see who's going to start in place of Matea. It could be like either Anna Belon or Rayleigh Williams. And it's the Newman Catholic Cardinals in their Cardinal red uniforms with white lettering. And the Phillips Logger is going to be in their white uniforms with black lettering, a little orange striping on there. Varsity head coach for the men, or for the girls here, Mike Egebrek, who just recorded his 150th win. Really impressive thing, Mike Egebrek, with our Phillips Loggers. And here they're going to announce starting lineups for the Newman Catholic Cardinals. We have to take a look at this here, Nate. We've got Melena Severson, Lillian Bodenhelmer, Addison Poont. Brianna Schultz. And Aubrey Poont.
And she's their leading scorer with 12.6.
Aubrey Poont is?
Yep.
The freshman. So we're going to see what... she's probably definitely a little athlete.
Sophomore.
A little bulldog out there. A strong girl. All right, here's our Phillips Floggers. We got Sarah Knack. The defensive specialist, Lily Miller. And Kendra Timmer, she's been playing strong lately. I expect a big game out of her. Anna Belon. And another junior, Rayleigh Williams. So no Matea. She's going to get a break, Matea Eckert. Hey, we're going to give the officials a shout-out. I thought they did a fairly good job in that first match. And Kendra Timmers set to jump ball here against Lillian Bodenhelmer. Loggers working from right to left. Catholic, Newman Catholic wins the tip. And it's Aubrey Poont with the ball to start out. Newman Catholic working around the perimeter. And it looks like the Loggers are going to be in a 1-3-1 defense. Catholic working the ball from right to left. Here's a shot from Poont. Three-point shot goes up, almost banks it in. Anna Belon comes away with the rebound. And Lily Miller going to bring it up for the Loggers. Over to Rayleigh Williams, right side. Little give and go to Lily Miller. Lily puts it up. She can't complete it. And Newman gets the rebound and the speed down the court. Gets the layup to go. That's Melena Severson. And it's 2-0 Newman Catholic. Sarah Knack with the ball for the Loggers into Belon. And out to Miller. Back to Belon. Belon's going to shoot the three. That one, no good. Newman with the rebound. No jump ball. No, they're going to call a foul.
Kendra Timmers.
Kendra Timmers can't get her into foul trouble. 17:04 to go. It's 2-0 Newman Catholic. They've got the ball. Poont with the ball against, it looks like a 2-1-2 defense where Loggers are in now. Over to the corner to Poont. She's going to shoot the three. That one is good. 5-0 Newman Catholic. Sarah Knack going to bring it up. Over to Miller. Loggers going to have to run this offense efficiently. Rayleigh Williams, the deep two, is good. Toes on the line. Rayleigh Williams, the sharpshooter. Makes it 5-2. Loggers going to press about three-quarters court. Poont gets it across half court. Into the corner. And almost a steal from Sarah Knack. Newman gets it ahead. Poont with the ball. They get it into the high post. Kick it back out. Loggers with the pressure, and there's Lily Miller on the ball. And that's what the Loggers are going to have to do. They're going to pressure everybody that isn't named Poont out there and force some turnovers. 5-2. The Cardinals leading right now. Over to Lily Miller up at the top. And they get it down into the low block. Here's Timmers. Timmers back out to Belon. Over to Knack, right side. Knack from the wing. Picks up her dribble. Finds Timmers down by the low block. Timmers goes up strong. No good. Lily Miller with the rebound on the opposite side, the putback. And it's 5-4. Lily Miller, nice job. Count those defensive or those offensive rebounds. Lily Miller's been really good at it. And a Belon with almost a steal. Couldn't hang on to it. And Lily tips it out of bounds. Lily not afraid to get right in there. 5:17 to go. It's the Cardinals leading 5-4. All right, left side to the left wing. Cardinals with the ball. Guarded by Knack. They're going to get a tripping foul on Sarah. And Newman Catholic ball side out of bounds. And they get it in. Over to the wing. Three-point shot is good there from Malena Severson, and it's 8-4. Here's Anna Bielan. She's going to drive left side. Shot goes up and good for Anna Bielan. 8-6. Punta bringing it up. Over to the wing. And they try getting it into the high post. They do. Back out. Here's Severson again, left side. Shot up from Poot. Rolls out. Rebound by the Loggers. 14-18 to go. Sarah Knack up ahead to Lily Miller. Finds Rayleigh. Rayleigh's open from three. Oh, that one just rimmed out. And the Cardinals bringing it up the court, left side. Now up center court. Over to the right corner. Pump fake and drive to the basket, and Severson gets it to go. 10-6. Up-tempo game here again. We always see that in girls' basketball.
We do, don't we?
All right, here is Anna Bielan. Over to Sarah Knack. Sarah Knack open from three. That one rolls in. Sarah Knack makes it 10-9. Thought that one was short. It caught the front of the rim and rolled in. 13:35 to go. A kick ball from Lily Miller. And it's going to stay with the Cardinals. Substitution here for Newman. Bodenhelmer coming in. And Poont coming out. Addison Poont coming out. Aubrey Poont with the ball here right now. Aubrey Poont, their top scorer, gets it into the high block. Kicks it back out for three again. That one's short. Rebounded by Knack. Sarah going to bring it up herself. Sarah sees Rayleigh right side. Back to Sarah. Sarah from the top picks up her dribble. Finds Timmers. Timmers want to see her turn around and shoot that one. All right, Sarah going to set things up. 13 minutes to go here in this first half. 10-9. Cardinals leading. Here's Timmers. Timmers, little pump fake. Finds Sarah. Quick shot. Rims out. Rebound by Timmers. She can't get it to go. She gets a rebound. Puts it back up. She's fouled hard. She's going to go to the free throw line. Try to tie this game up and maybe take the lead. Timmers' shot goes up. It's good. First free throw good for Kendra Timmers. Ties this game up at 10 apiece. 12:49 to go here. Here's second free throw. That one's up and good as well. Loggers leading by one now. 11-10. And Poont bringing it up. Aubrey Poont. Ball tipped. Cardinals maybe got away with a travel. Poont's going to shoot another three. That one no good. And Cardinals come away with their own rebound, though. Trying to go the other way. And good defense here by the Loggers. Poont's going to step up from the free throw line. That one's short. Lily Miller getting in there for the rebound. Oh, they got real quick jump ball there. Ball 22 to go. First half. 11-10. Hopping all over, skipping in the corner.
It's crazy.
Getting away with it. And three-point shot goes up. It's no good. Oh, my goodness. What kind of a rebound effort. And Cardinals coming away with it. Driving baseline and kicking out over to the wing. Little dribble drive. Kick back up to the top. Here's Poont. They really looking for her.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Knack guarding at the top. Under 12 minutes to go. Looking to do something besides the Poont three-pointer. There's a skip pass. And three-point shot goes up. That was a wild one. But Loggers, oh, my goodness, just not even going at the ball. Standing there. Three-point shot up. Missed. Timmers this time gets it. We're going to get a foul on the Cardinals. Can't stand there and watch for rebounds.
Nope, they're not going to come to you.
The Cardinals are going after them. Knack bringing it up. Loggers leading by one. Get it into Timmers and a travel. That one was a travel. The girl doing hopscotch over here in the corner. They're like, I'm going to let that one go. That's all right. I say let most of them go. 11:23 to go here. Schultz picks the ball up over to the left wing. Lager is in a 2-1-2 zone right now. Maybe it's called a 2-3 zone. And Cardinal find at the elbow. Now over to the corner. Another three-point shot is no good. Anna Bielan tracks it down. And Knack's going to bring it up. 11:04 to go. Loggers leading 11-10. Sarah Knack driving all the way to the basket. Oh, she's going to get the and one. She's seen the lane on the right side. Took it. Got the basket and fouled going to the line. It's 13-10. And Leah Harper checking in for Anna Bielan. Leah Harper had a nice game last night. And Sarah Knack at the line. She has one free throw coming. Shots up and it's good. 14-10. Boone gets it up over to the wing. And in the zone, here's Severson left side. That one misses. Cardinals settling for three-point shots here to start out this game. And the Loggers pick it up here, up by four with 10:36 to go here. Knack up at the top with the ball. Gets it into Timmers. A little give and go. Timmers can't finish it. But who's on the ground? Leah Harper with the jump ball. Nice job, Leah Harper. Going to stay with the Loggers. Loggers basketball out of bounds under their own basket.
We got a timeout.
Got a timeout here. And we're going to have, what do we got? 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here, and we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls VP, Jeff Haken in Roofing, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction?
Heck yeah.
An auction, heck yeah. All right. Loggers played a nice job on defense. Cardinals really settling for the three-point shot. They made a couple of them, but got to count the odds on this one. If they're going to do that all night, it's not going to work out well. They're going to have to try to find ways to get it inside. Easier said than done. All right, here's the Loggers. Get it in to Kendra Timmers. Little pump fake. Back to Miller. Miller's going to shoot the eight-footer. It's no good. Rebounded by Leah Harper. She kicks it out to Knack. Knack from about 8 feet. That one rolls in. 16-10. Sarah Knack, nice offensive start to this game. And Poots brings it up for the Cardinals. They get it into the high post. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Poots going to drive baseline. Driven out by Lily Miller. Poot finds the player, kicks out for three. Three-point shot, no good. And Poot comes up with the rebound. Guarded by Leah Harper. Get pass left side. And here's a takeaway from Harper. Harper is going to go left, crosses over left side, left-handed layup. Oh, rimmed out. Lily Miller gets the rebound. Finds Rayleigh at the free throw line. That shot's no good. Leah Harper there. Oh, left-handed layup, no good. And going the other direction. A lot of bunnies missed on that one, Nate. 9:21 to go. This time just flying by here. Cardinals with the ball. Takeaway from Leah Harper again. She finds Sarah Knack. Sarah Knack, right side. No good. Rebound by Timmers. Timmers cleans it up. And Loggers take an 8-point lead. It's 18-10. All right, Poot gets it across half court. Get pass to the wing. Back up top. Cardinals with the ball. Working around the perimeter. Now the Loggers, I don't know if they're in a 1-3-1 now. And another jump ball. This one's going to stay with the Cardinals. 8:43 to go. It's 18-10. Casey Quinnell going to get a chance. Rayleigh Williams going to check out. And it's Newman Catholic ball under their own basket. They get it into Poon. She kicks it out. Reversing it to the left side. Back up top. What to that left wing. Severson open. She's not going to shoot it. Poots going to drive in, kicks it out. Nope. Tipped away by Lily Miller. And it's going to stay with the Cardinals. 8:27 to go. Cardinals get it in from side out of bounds. Get it over to the left wing, looking to get it into the high post. Loggers defense out on the perimeter has been real nice here so far. Harper guarding at the top. From the wing, three-point shot goes up. It's no good. Kendra coming away with it. She rips it away, goes down the court, using her speed right side, kicks it out to Knack. Here's a shot for Cornell from the elbow. It's short. Newman comes away with the rebound, and it's Poots left side. Brings it back into the middle. Pump fake. Gets it to the wing. A shot from the left wing. Three-point shot. Another one no good. And that's the recipe right now that's working for the Loggers. Called let them shoot. Here's a pass up ahead to Lily Miller. Nice pass from Sarah Knack to Lily Miller by the basket. She's fouled as she makes it. Lily Miller going to the line. Loggers leading 20-10. Doubled up on them. First free throw here for Lily Miller. And that one's no good. Who's it going to be out of bounds on? It's going to be, he said white ball, but he's pointing to red. Guessing that's what he means. And it's going to be Cardinals basketball. Hey, Joe, I remembered. All right, here we go from the top. 7:30 to go here in this first half. It's 20-10. Cardinals with the ball. Loggers leading by 10. Cardinals working around the perimeter. Poots gets it into the lane. Shot goes up. It's no good. Rebound by the Cardinals, though. And they bring it, kick it back out. Poots trying to get something going here. Trying to get it inside. They do into the elbow. Swarmed immediately in another jump off. We've seen more jump balls in girls basketball in the last couple of games than
in the lifetime.
In the lifetime. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout. Just a 30-second timeout here called by the Cardinals. And we're going to stay right here with 7:04 to go. It's 20-10, and we're going to go over our sponsors. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. All right, here we go. Nice start here for the Loggers, doubling up on the Cardinals here right now to start out this half. Cardinals trying to get something going, really settling for that three-point shot. If they make them, they're up by 30 points. They just missed a lot of them here tonight, and the Loggers been making some big plays at big times. Sarah Knack with some nice passes, some nice shots. Lily Miller, Kendra Timmers, the leadership of the seniors, setting the tone here for the Loggers. So 7 minutes to go. It's Lily Miller driving all the way to the basket. Blocking foul. She's going to shoot two. And the girl with the blocking foul comes up a little bit hobbled. Got hit hard. She landed hard. Tried taking the charge. Didn't go her way. And first free throw from Lily Miller is short. Leah Harper going to check in right now for Sarah Knack. And we got a young crew out there. By young crew, I mean juniors. And Sarah Knack, Lily Miller being the senior. So both free throws, no good. Cardinals come away with the rebound and going the other way. Here's Poont with the ball. Goes to the right. They get it into the low block, but taken away. Going to get a foul on Belon. Foul from behind. Thought that was actually great defense down there. Good post defense. And Cardinals get it in. 6:45 to go. It's 20-10. 3-point shot goes up for the Cardinals. Another miss. Poot with the rebound. She misses. Another rebound for the Cardinals. They kick it out. Poot's going to drive in with the left hand, and that shot goes in. It's 20-12.
Well, good to have Steve watching from Seattle.
There we go. All right, Steve out in Seattle. Anna Bielan. A nice crossover into the lane, but she turns it over and going the other way. Here's Pulis with the ball, guarded by Lily Miller's travel. Took one extra step in there. And Casey Quinnell getting a break. Kendra Timmer's back in to solidify a little bit of leadership and a post presence down there for the Loggers. 6:08 to go. Lily Miller dribbles right side. It's going to be a dribble handoff to Bielan. She three-point shot goes up. She misses it. Rebounded by Harper. Harper spins to the left and shoots it. It's short. And it's going to stay with the Loggers here. Out of the bounds on the Cardinals. Loggers basketball underneath their own basket. 5:53 to go here, first half. And they get it into Brielle. Brielle's going to shoot from about 6 feet, and she makes it. Brielle Mesko with the deuce. 22-12, 5:42 to go. Working to the left. Three-point shot by Poont. She gets her feet wow. set, and that one was good. 22-15. 7-point lead here for the Loggers. 5.5 minutes to go. Bielan has it. Driving left side. Over to Mesko. To Miller. Lily Miller is going to dribble right side. Gives it to Kendra. To Leah Harper. Leah will drive it in. Shot goes up. It's no good. Ref says it's tipped. It's going to stay with the Loggers. And Brielle's going to get a break. Rayleigh Williams checking in.
Yeah, Brielle scored two.
Yeah, Brielle hit the basket on that one, Amy. She scored the two. Here's Rayleigh Williams in by the basket. About 6 feet away, she puts a shot up. She's fouled. She's going to go to the line. .505 to go here. It's 22-15. Loggers leading the Cardinals here in girls basketball action. Rayleigh Williams hits her first free throw, makes it 23-15. Second free throw up is good as well. Rayleigh Williams, two free throws for her, makes it 24-15. Poots gets it up over to Severson, right side, back up top, over to the left wing, working the perimeter here. Here's a shot from the wing. That one's short, but no one there for the Loggers to rebound. Poots gets the rebound, and the ball back sets her feet. Three-pointer up is no good. Timmers with the rebound. 4:40 to go. Loggers up by 9. Bielan with the ball over to Timmers. Here's Rayleigh this time. Up to Miller. Lily Miller with the ball. Loggers running their offense. Anna Bielan tracks it down. She has no dribble. They got to help her there. Nice pass to Timmers. Timmers drives in. Here's Harper from about 15 feet. It's good. Leah Harper makes it 26-15. And it is the Cardinals right now having the high post. Now back out up to the top. Swing it to the right side. Shot goes up. No good. But Cardinals get the rebound. About to, and Kendra Timmers fouls. And it's going to be Cardinals basketball underneath their own basket. Sarah Knack coming back in. Anna Bielan getting a break. And Loggers right into their zone defense, the 2-3. And trying to swing it fast to get these open shots. There we go. A deep two is good. Makes it 26-17. Here's Sarah Knack. She's going to dribble up to the free throw line. Shot is no good. This is an open shot. Rebounded by the Cardinals. They get it ahead. A quick little jumper is no good. Rebounded by Timmers. 3.5 minutes to go. And here's Sarah Knack, left side. And over to Miller. Miller. Williams, and Leah Harper, she's going to drive in, and a travel. One too many steps there for Leah Harper, turnover, and ball's going to go the other way. And Cardinals basketball with 3:08 to go, 26-17. The Cardinals open three-point shot again. Let them shoot it because they can't make one. Going the other way. And here's Rayleigh Williams. She's going to try. Like the, watching an NBA game here tonight, Nate. 2:48 to go. 26-17. Here's Sarah Nack. She's going to try the three. That one no good. Rebound by Harper. Left-hand putback is no good. And the Cardinals come away with it. And it's Poots bringing it up. 2.5 minutes to go. Picks up her dribble. Swings it to the left. Skip pass to the right. Dribble drive. Baseline. No good, but Lily Miller going to get called with the push foul. 2:21 to go here. And at the line right now, we got the line right now. I lost my page. Beaverson. First free throw from Severson, no good. And second free throw underway is good. Makes it 26-18. And Coach Eggerbrack going to call a full timeout here with 2:21 to go. It's Loggers leading 26-18. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podewelt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. And it's an 8-point lead for the Loggers. They have the ball, but they just turned it over. 2:10 to go here in this first half. And it's the Cardinals with the ball. They bring it up, kick it left side. It's 2-3 defense for the Loggers. It's been a pain for the Cardinals trying to get something efficient going. Been a lot of Poots working really hard. And she's stuffed right there. You're going to get a 3 seconds in the lane on the Cardinals. So 3 seconds in the lane, and it is going to be Loggers basketball. Again, we got to thank or congratulate as Kendra Timmers, a quick left-handed move. She can't finish. Lily Miller with the rebound, though, and she's fouled. She's going to go to the line. But Coach Mike Eggerbrack, with his 150 wins, bringing that to the table here today. Congratulations to him. And as he said before the game, my job's easy. Lily Miller, first free throw is good. But my job's easy when you have the players that we have. But to his credit, those were his daughters that he took and made that good. And second free throw up, no good. Rebounded by the Cardinals and going the other direction. Quick pass ahead and a three-point shot, another one, no good. Stepping out of bounds, trying to save it. It's going to be Loggers' ball. So the percentages on the three is really low here for the Cardinals.
We keep flinging them.
That's really the only shots the Loggers are giving them. And a minute and a half left, first half. 27-18. Leah Harper gets across half court. Left hand. Finds Quinnell by the basket. This is blocked, but she's fouled. Casey Quinnell going to go to the free throw line. Shoot two free throws, trying to reach that 10-point lead we were talking about before the half. It's 27-18 right now. Minute 22 to go, first half. And first free throw, no good from Casey. Just a little bit long. And Lillian Bodenhelmer checking in for the Cardinals. And here's Casey Quinnell. Second free throw. This one's good. And there's our 10-point lead we were looking for, Nate. Cardinals ball, minute 20 to go. 28-18. Here's Poont with the ball. She picks it up. Goes left side. They get it to the corner. Back up to the top. Out of the right wing. And there they get it into the high post. We'll see what they can do out of that. And tipped out of bounds. No, Lily Miller tips it. Oh, it's going to be white ball. Lily Miller with the steal. Under a minute to go. Loggers basketball. And they're going to put on a little bit of full court press. There's Rayleigh Williams. Loggers had so a little bit late on the pass. Casey Quinnell wide open by the basket. And it is Loggers basketball. Here's Rayleigh Williams left open for three. No good. Rebounded. Ripped away almost by the Loggers. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Newman basketball. Forty-five seconds to go here. First half. Here's Leah Harper over to the corner to Lily Miller. Try getting into Rayleigh. It's taken away by the Cardinals. Going the other way. Cardinals pick it up, reset their offense. 10-point lead for the Loggers. They get it into the low block. That's the first time we've seen that. And it's ripped away. And here's going to be a steal by Lily Miller. Lily Miller from the right side. She goes in. Shot is good. No way did they call a charge.
They did.
No way. Okay, they've been good here all night.
Yep. Could have went either way.
Only in this situation could it have gone either way. Mike's letting them know he botched it. That's all right. Still a 10-point lead. That's what we want going into the half. Cardinals with the ball. Almost tipped away. Poont has it over to the left side. 5 seconds, 6 seconds to go. Poont's going to have to do something with it. She knows it. Shot goes up. And, oh, my gosh, the ball almost went in. So there we go. We got a 10-point lead that we want is going into the half, Nate. It's 28-18. We are going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 5-minute timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and up-north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds too, and they even have kitchen and laundry appliances too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in here along with Nathan Podewelt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. And it is the Phillips Loggers leading the Newman Catholic Cardinals in girls basketball, 28-18. Phillips Loggers here tonight without their leader in Matea Eckert. That's 21 points, 22 points off of their what they're bringing to the table here tonight, along with about 8 rebounds and a bunch of assists to Matea Eckert and steals. Yeah, steals does kind of everything for the Loggers. But the Loggers senior leadership stepping up here tonight, Sarah Knack and Kendra Timmers and Lily Miller doing their job here tonight, bringing the defense from Lily, the rebounding from Kendra, the couple putbacks. Everyone getting in on the mix. Rayleigh Williams hitting a three. Brielle Meskel off the bench hitting a two. Leah Harper hitting a two off of the bench, hitting a couple baskets. Keeping these Loggers enough to stay alive here. The Newman Catholic Cardinals struggling offensively against this 2-3 zone for the Phillips Loggers, really resorting on the three-point shot here tonight. It's not falling for the Cardinals, and they're going to have a hard time getting back in unless they can get something else rolling or those three-point shots start going. But that's going to be a tough thing to really ask Stu to get back into this game. In the locker room here right now, I suspect the Logger is going to be coming out of here, maybe even switch up that 2-3, put it into a possibly a man or a 1-3-1. Mike likes to come out of the half with changing some things up here. You're hearing me crunch on some M&Ms a little bit over here right now. But, yeah, we could do a little fun thing we like to do over here. Faces in the crowd here in Phillips tonight. talk about who we got here. I see Dan and Holly Vernig across from us. I see Mr. John Peschko. A lot of Peschkos over there, yeah. And the Harper family watching Leah Harper play here tonight. The Quinnells are here. I see Grant Timmers and family as well. Well, up that top row, Justin Eckert, as always, and the Al Williams and Nikki Williams and that family. Watkins family, always see Rich and Wendy here with their kids, the Belons. The Belons always got that group in the church group there from Christian Victory Center.
Brooke and Casey up there.
Oh, Brooke and Casey up there. Yeah. Nice to see them. Got Bob and Holly DeGroote in front of us here. See Brent Edwards. You name it. They're here. A lot of people here tonight watching this, a lot going on. There was the boys game earlier. We had some halftime activities with the youth groups. And now both teams entering their way back onto the court. It's like the Lady Loggers entering out here right now. I think, you know, I didn't keep track of stats exactly, but, you know, Sarah Knack around 10 points, Lily Miller around 10 points, or 8 points, something like that.
And, Kendra about 6.
Kendra about 6. Kind of their leading scorers here right now, but the seniors have been the difference here tonight. You can just see their confidence that they bring to the table, even without Matea. Matea's down there right now rebounding the basketball for the Lady Loggers here as the Newman Catholic Cardinals entering back onto the court as well. Cardinals going to try to get something rolling here offensively. Only 18 points in this first half for the Cardinals right now. Not going to be enough. They're going to have to really, double their output in the second half and lock down the Loggers to try to get back into this game. 10 points is a lot in a 28-18 game here right now when we're really seeing Punta's their biggest threat.
She's their
on offense for them. But she's a good shot. She could get that three-pointer rolling. Loggers are going to be aware of it. And we'll see if they change up their defense at all. I'll be interested to see if they do change up the defense in the second half. Something Mike Egerbrecht likes to do is he's going for win number 151. Impressive night here. Mike Egerbrecht, he's had some nice teams here in Phillips since he started. Jada and Rachel Callow and those teams, as we remember. Yeah.
50 consecutive Merriwood North wins. That's impressive.
Very impressive. That's a really impressive thing. And the Loggers leading the conference here right now as well, looking for another conference championship. And still a good group of seniors out there right now. Matea Eckert, a special player.
Yeah.
She's going to be that conference player of the year type of a girl. And she's tall. She keeps growing every single year. Gets a little bit longer, a little faster. She's going to be resting up that ankle a little bit, though, as this early season goes on here. Getting close to the halfway point, got to be, which is wild to think. And we're back here, and it is going to be Wausau Newman with the ball to start out this second half. And it is, and it's Poont from the top. She gets it over to the wing. Let's see what Newman Catholic has drawn up on offense here. They get it into the high post, kick it back out. Now to the elbow. Those look like decent shots, but that's not what they want. They want Poot from the top of an air ball for three is no good. And it's going to be Loggers basketball. And they're going to rely on her a lot in the second half to get shots up. She's a good player. And it is Phillips' turn right now. Lily Miller, she's driving right side, picks it up. Finds Sarah Naka deep, deep too. And no good, but rebounded by the Cardinals. Cardinals from the top. Here's Punt still in that 2-3 zone, so no changeup from Coach Egerbrecht. And Loggers going to have to get their rotations. Another three-point shot, no good. Going to go to the Loggers. 17-15 to go here in this ball game. 28-18. Loggers with the ball. Rayleigh Williams over to Lily Miller. Lily on the right side, up top to Belon. Back to Knack. Knack looking to get it down into low block. Here's Anna Belon, a deep two. That is no good. It rims out. And going the other direction. Boot's going to drive all the way to the basket. She goes and gets the layup. 28-20. Miller from the top. He's going to use the screen. Here's Knack. She's not afraid to shoot. Drives it in. Kicks it out. Miller over to Rayleigh. Rayleigh to Bealon. Looking to get something going to Kendra down low. They get it to Rayleigh in the low block. It's going to be off of her. It's going to be Newman Catholic basketball. Really got to find Kendra here at some point. And they're going to